Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Rob, and I'm coming to you live from my bedroom here in lovely Honolulu, Hawaii. And oh, by the way, guess what? I ain't ever leaving Hawaii because it's beautiful here, and I'm very inspired, right? I wake up every day and the sun is shining and the ocean's waves are, you know, cascading over the sand, and the sun is out and the clouds, and it's always warm. And yeah, I ain't ever leaving. I'm going to be recording this podcast live from Honolulu, Hawaii for the foreseeable future. So I ain't ever leaving. Well, I mean, I might leave, you know, I got, unless, you know, Evanescence or Within Temptation decide to come play in Hawaii, I'm going to have to actually leave the island to go see them perform. But other than that, I am not leaving. Well, I might have to go to the mainland or the United States, visit my parents. You know, I kind of miss them. And then my two older kids, they live on the mainland, so I might go visit them as well. But other than that, I am not leaving. Well, I might, you know what? Never mind. Here, guess what? If you're looking for me on the interweb, you can find me on Instagram at the Ev Community. You can find me on Twitter at the Ev Community _, because the Ev Community without the _ got hacked. So I had to start a new Twitter account, which incidentally is almost back up to 2,000 followers, which, you know, I had 2,000 followers the previous account. So I'm pretty happy about that. And you can also find me on Twitter, the WT Community, which in reality is called Within Temptation Hawaii. You got to represent Within Temptation out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But we're going to get along in here, this podcast. We have the latest and greatest in Within Temptation and Evanescence Lose. There is a whole bunch going on this past couple of weeks since I spoke to you last. So let us not delay any further. Let's get this show going. All right, so we're going to start this week with Within Temptation, right? So, oh my gosh, they released, since the last time I talked to you guys, they released a video for The Purge, and what an awesome video, right? Okay, so first, it opens up Strobe Light City, okay? So I'm pretty sure the manufacturers of strobe lights, wherever they are in the world, are probably made quite a bit of money from Within Temptation. Because they must have ordered the mother load of strobe lights from them. And holy cow, like, Strobe Light City, like, all the band members, obviously still separated because of this pandemic we're still experiencing, right? Sigh, hopefully it ends soon. But anyway, well, vaccine's rolling out, so, you know, hey, that's a good sign, right? So anyway, so, boom, right? All the band members are just like in Strobe Light City, and then this door opens and Sharon walks out, right? But it's not just Sharon either. It's old school dressed with the long hair extensions with the moves that she used to have on the stage. It's that Within Temptation that, you know, many of you may have seen during that Silent Force, Heart of Everything, Mother Earth era, with the dress and the moves and the long hair. It's Sharon from kind of like back in the day, right? But you know, it's still Sharon from this time. And it's super exciting. And I think they did. What am I saying? I think they did that on purpose. Of course they did that on purpose. They had to put some money down to do it, right? So they did it on purpose. It was awesome. It was exciting. Such a great video, right? It's such a good song too, right? So, in addition to that video coming out, within the first 10 days, 1 million views on YouTube. So, obviously hit, right? So, very super proud of my favorite Dutch symphonic metal band from the Netherlands with a female-fronted brunette-haired singer. We're not going to mention the red-haired one. Just the brunette one. So I'm very proud of them. Happy, happy too, Within Temptation. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, but you might have noticed some different music in the transitions between the intro and this Within Temptation part. And, you know, I'm stepping up in the world a little bit. So holler at your boy, okay? And then you might remember in the last couple of episodes, I've been kind of ranting. Actually, this is episode 24, right? And I've been kind of ranting about like, oh man, I don't have any decent transitions, you know, and I have to use these like I have to use these stock sound effects from the app that I use, right? I use the Anchor app. You know, you all should know that because I put the advertisement in the middle of the podcast every time. And so I've been using just the stock sound effects and the stock songs or whatever that just happen to be on the app as options, right? And so I just threw them in there, whatever sounded somewhat plausible. And oh, I made this explosion. And then, you know, I used the voice distorter, Evanescence News. And I thought it was so cool at first. But after 23 episodes of listening to that, I'm like, I got to change this up. So I got to throw a huge mad shout out to Jen Majura for just out of nowhere. She messaged me on Instagram and she's like, hey, so I've been listening to your podcast. I'm like, yay, me, right? And she's like, so I thought I would help you out. Here you go. And she sent me some sound files of some of her music, and huge, huge thank you to her for allowing me to, use her, music in my podcast. So I feel like I just got like legit. So, if you see me, if you come out and visit Hawaii, right, and you see me kind of strolling up and down the streets of Waikiki with my chest puffed out a little bit, kind of, you know, greasing up my eyebrows and giving, you know, finger gun points to people walking by, just kind of winking at them saying, hey, Tiger. If you see me doing that, it's because my podcast just got a little bit more legit. So, hey, what can you say, right? You know, follow your dreams, people, all right? We're going to get inspirational here for a second. Follow your dreams, all right? If you want to make a podcast out of whatever, make one, okay? If you want to make an Instagram account, the internet's a beautiful thing. If you want to make an Instagram account, Twitter account, if you want to make a newsletter, a podcast, or whatever you want, if it is your passion and you love it, go for it, right? So this here podcast, passion of mine, the Twitter, the Instagram, all about Evanescence and Within Temptation, passions of mine, right? So I just go for it. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Oh, man, I got this thing I want to do about the Smurfs, right? I want to make this podcast about all the episodes about the Smurfs. But I'm too scared. Ah, screw that, man. Do it. There's somebody out there who would listen to it. Promise you that, okay? So anyway, back to Within Temptation. No word yet on when a new album is coming. But I know they're making it, right? They've been a lot more silent about it than Evanescence has. You know, like, they release a song, they promote it, but then they don't say anything really about the album. They may say in an interview, like, yeah, we're recording, we're coming out with an album, and then that's it. That's all we get, right? Then they'll come out with another song 8 months later, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, album's coming, and that's it. That's all we get. So teasers, right? I'm all for it, you know. Hit us, Sharon, and we're ready. I'm here out here in Hawaii. Okay, I got my inflatable rubber ducky raft in my in the middle of the ocean, right? Then the waves kind of push me around in my little inflatable rubber ducky raft, and with my Mai Tai drink in one hand, right? And I'm gonna sit back with my earbuds, and I'm gonna put on the new album when it comes out from Spotify. And I'm just going to let the waves caress over me as you scream in my ear about how I should go to hell because you're not here to entertain me. I'm not sure if that correlates, right? This beautiful, like, I feel like that I should be like listening to ukulele music when I'm out there on the beach, but in reality, no, I'm just fine. And it's great is there is actually like out here in Hawaii, there are people walking the sidewalks, walking the beach, you know, and with ukuleles, and they're playing and they're singing, and it's really cool. And here I come on my Spotify blasting, you know, Mother Earth. Or what's a really heavy one? Trophy Hunter is pretty heavy. What's another heavy? enter. Yeah, enter. I'm just blasting enter, and I'm like, aloha. I hope you enjoy my music. And I think there's somebody out there on the island who's on this island who is a fan as well. They messaged me on Twitter, said, hey, I'm here in Hawaii. I'm a fan too. And I'm like, there's not enough room on this island for the both of us. No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully, you can reach out again. Maybe we can meet up. We could have a little WT convention out here, the Hawaii version. Just the two of us will be out on the beach. You know, we'll have maybe a couple Mai Tais, and I'll have my Bluetooth speaker set up, and we can put on some Spotify, and then we can listen to every single freaking album they've ever come out with, okay? We'll start with Enter, then we'll go to Mother Earth, and then we'll go to Silent Force, we'll go to Heart of Everything, we'll go to Hydra, I'm sorry, Unforgiven, then Hydra, then Resist, and then hopefully their new one. So, and then all the ones in between. Maybe even Sharon's solo album, the ones where she's standing with those German shepherds, or are they huskies or wolves? Somebody on Twitter tried to correct me, and I was pretty sure they were wolves, and then they were like, no, they're huskies. I'm like, you're right, they're huskies. Okay, enough about that, okay? Looking forward to more Within Temptation, but now we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then we'll be right back. Oh, and listen to this awesome transition music. Thank you, Jen! I'm going to start this here segment about Evanescence with a great, big, hearty, just full-blown happy birthday to Amy Lee. Today was her birthday. She is now a wonderful 24 years old. Wrong, she's 39. But it don't matter. Who's counting, right? Okay? Just leave the woman alone, okay? She ages like a fine wine. She gets better over time, okay? So happy birthday, Amy, from the fandom. And, you know, I was on Twitter today, and just so much love for her, right? Like, people are just blowing up Twitter like, oh my gosh, happy birthday. People are making edits and fan art and writing entire dissertations about how much they love her, right? And me, it's very hard for me to get on Twitter, right, and just be like, you know, like, some of these fans absolutely pour their hearts out to her, right? Like, they use, like, some really far out, like committed language to this woman. And I'm just like, Amy, you great. Thanks for singing me through some stuff. Yeah, you know? Like, I sound like such a Neanderthal to some of these fans. They're just like, all this beautiful, lovely, flowery language about how much they love Amy so much. And I'm just like, pretty ladies sing nice. Oh, no. It's been one of those evenings. So, before I continue on, you know, this here podcast, right? I love doing it, but man, I can never just get to it. I want to get to it once a week. But life, man, I'll tell you what, I got a full-time job, I go to school full-time, I got four kids, I stay pretty busy. So that doesn't mean that Evanescence stops. Oh, no. It's like they don't wait for me to make podcasts or make for me to tweet or do Instagram posts or anything. They don't wait for any of that. They just keep going. So kudos to them. And, you know, I will say I'm really impressed in how they've held it down. 2020 has just been really hard. And there Amy is doing 749 interviews and like four single releases and an entire album. I think it's pretty much recorded, if I'm not mistaken. All the track lists came out, which is the real track list, not a fake one. Okay. Evanescenceville, if you're listening. Yeah. We all got caught with our pants down on that one. So don't feel bad. I believed it. I was about ready to repost it. I had my post all set. Right? It had that old track list. And, you know, it seemed legit, right? I mean, those songs, like, that track list that somebody came up with and posted it on Twitter, and then Evanescenceville took a hold of it, and they shot it out. So I thought it was good. So I was about ready to do it. And then all of a sudden, Amy Lee came on and said, nope, try again. Ha ha. And we're just like, wah. You know, we watch Family Feud. Do, 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 do. Woo. All right. So the whole fandom just kind of sunk. But, you know, at least she came on and cleared it up. We could have ran with it for a couple more months And then all of a sudden she came out with the right track listing. But there it is, right? So the real track listing is out now. And it looks like pretty awesome. Take Cover, which was a live staple for a long time, is on there, right? And the, there was one that... Pickle Mustard? Is that what that is? Pickle Mustard. Anyway, there was a working track, Pickle Mustard, but then that was just the initials of a song, PM or something like that, and that became the real title of the song, okay? So that's on there as well. And we're looking at, I think it's late March 2021, March 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. So guess who's going to be at Target? This guy. You're going to see me at Target, and I'm going to be first in line. And when that guy from the back with a pallet jack comes out with a pallet full of like CDs and videos that, you know, I'm going to be out there at midnight as he like gets his box cutter and he starts opening up the pallet and he starts like pulling out CDs. And I'm just going to be staring over his shoulder and he's going to be like, hey man, can I help you? And I'll be like, oh no, don't mind me. I'm just here for the new Evanescence CD. And he'll be like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll let you know when I put it on the shelf. And I'll just be staring at him the whole time. Like some real like bug eyes, you know. I'm going to get them wild crazy eyes and shit. And I'm just going to stare at him like that, you know. And he's going to be like, dude, stop staring at me. I'll be like, you got to unpack that CD, bro. I've been waiting. 2020 has been rough, bro. You got to unpack that CD. He's like, well, I'm going to call security. I'm going to be like, listen, I don't care. We're in Target. Your red-shirted security doesn't scare me. But then this 300-pound muscle Hawaiian guy comes out and beats me senseless, and then I'll still be waiting for the CD because I'm committed, dang it. Even if they do drag me to jail, I'll just come out a week later and, you know, post my bail, go back to Target and pick it up then I'll bring it home. Actually, I won't wait till I bring it home. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna jump into my Dodge Durango, right, and I'm going to slide it into the CD player and I'm going to crank it, right? And I am going to drive around lovely Hawaii. And, you know, not only do they get the onslaught of Within Temptation, now they're going to get the onslaught of the new Evanescence. So, you know, symphonic metal is going to be rocking the island of Hawaii. And if you feel little shudders in the Pacific Ocean over there, like if some of you are listening on the West Coast, some of you from California, and if you feel, you know, the Pacific Ocean is a little, you know, shuddering a little bit, it's because Hawaii is rocking. Because I'm killing it, because my Dodge Durango factory speakers can do that. No, they can't, okay? It's terrible. Anyway, album news, and the last time since I had a podcast, they also came out with a new single, and it's called Yeah Right, and I guess this single has a little bit of history. It isn't just something that they recorded for the album. It's been kind of on the creative shelf of Amy Lee since back in the recording sessions of the third Evanescence album, the self-titled one, right? But they decided to bring it out, and the producer who is putting together the Bitter Truth, his name's Nick. Don't even get me to pronounce his last name. His name's Nick. I guess kind of pushed her, saying, no, you should release this. And she did. She finished it up, polished it up, and it sounds great. So, heck, I listened to it, loved it. It's another great addition to the Evanescence library. And at the end, it sounds like that some, like she's singing some like Trent Reznor at the end. Like for some of you out there who don't know who Trent Reznor is, I'm sorry. You should probably go after this podcast or while this podcast is playing, because technology, right? You should go on Google and Google Trent Reznor and discover yourself some Nine Inch Nails. I promise you'll like it. But the end of Yeah Right, where she's whispering and that really haunting piano in the background, sounds just like something you would hear from the Downward Spiral. The Downward Spiral is in 1994, Nine Inch Nails album, sounded just like that, okay? Also, in past interviews, Amy has cited a Nine Inch Nails album as an inspiration called The Fragile, which came out later. I think it was 1999, maybe 2000. And it has elements of that as well. So go pick up both of those albums, The Downward Spiral and The Fragile. Turn off all the lights in the house, okay? Put on your best headphones, Okay. And you know, it's funny, is my daughter, she bought these headphones off of Amazon, and they got these little kitty ears on the top. They're actually kind of cool. I put them on the other day. I took a selfie. I looked like I should be thrown in prison wearing those headphones. Anyway, put on your best headphones. Maybe grab yourself a beer or whatever it is that just, or, you know, maybe for me, it's going to be some Miller Lite or some Steel Reserve or some other really nasty, shitty beer from the gas station. I don't know. Maybe one of those 40-ounce tall boys, you know what I'm saying? And just slug it down and just... And for me, it wouldn't be discovering Nine Inch Nails. It would be reliving it. So, you know, man, I don't know if I want to do that. I was 14 years old when that album came out. That wasn't the best year of my life. I don't want to revisit that. Or maybe I do. I'm 42 years old now. Maybe it won't be so bad. Who knows? Anyway, so... That was a tangent. Holy shit. So now we're back to Evanescence. Great song. Looking forward to a great album. Four great songs, okay? I can't imagine what the other eight sound like, but we'll find out March 23rd, won't we? So, other than that, lots of great things going on in the world of Evanescence. Again, happy birthday to Amy Lee. And before I sign out, I just want to give Jen Majura another huge shout out. Thank you again for providing me some licensed music that actually feels like I'm legitimizing my podcast now. I look forward to continuing to upgrade as I go along, maybe some better equipment. Because yes, up to this time, I'm on episode 24 and I still shove an iPhone in my face in order to record. So I do have a mic. I do have a computer. I just find it hard pressed to get time to set everything up prior to, because I don't have a studio. Literally, I'm up in my bedroom. I got this little corner desk with a little office chair. I have a little ring light that I never use. My wife uses it all the time. She does social media marketing quite a bit. But I just sit here on a Sunday night after my kids go to sleep and I record this podcast. So as time goes on, you know, conditions will improve, especially as I make more money off of this. So thank you all so much for those who have been listening up to this point. Thank you, Jen, again. Happy birthday, Amy. Thank you, Within Temptation. If you want, thank you, Within Temptation, for just existing and putting out great music as well. But this concludes my podcast. Again, if you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram at Robert Finton, RobertFinton, or on Twitter at Finton Robert, FintonRobert. And once again, my social medias are on Instagram at the Ev Community, Twitter at the Ev Community _, and at the WT Community. Thanks again for listening. Y'all have a great night.